Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Spirit Travels Radio, and this is Karen. I'm your host, and tonight we have Troy Burkett. He is a singer-songwriter, and without further ado, hi, Troy. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing real good. It's great to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Why don't we start out with you telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Troy Carlos Burchett. I am from Kentucky, born and raised. I am a singer, songwriter, musician, actor, martial artist. I've basically spent my life finding new challenges to do. I started out, studying martial arts when I was probably about 10, somewhere in that neighborhood, yeah. And I used to get bullied a lot, so it was a necessity at the time. My father was in the military, and he taught me some. And then over years, I finally achieved my instructor's rank, and I could teach, and so I started doing that. Been playing music since I was about the same age. My my dad brought a guitar home, and we played. And he taught me a lot, and so that kind of got me on the music side of things. And so for me, music was more therapy than anything. It was like a way to share my views, my sadness, things I'd loved, lived, lost with the world. So I started writing songs and performing in different venues, restaurants, bars, churches, festivals, basically any place, wherever. I did busking for a little bit where you stand on the corner and you kind of play for change, did some of that. Played some in Nashville, Tennessee. And that's what I've been doing for a lot of years now, playing music and teaching and doing some acting. I play in a series called Midas Cove. I play Patrick Reynolds, and Patrick is kind of distraught about losing his wife, Denise Reynolds, but he's never really accepted her death because it was really a suicide, but there was some odd things that went on, and so I guess he is still feeling like there's more to the story. That's kind of where I am now, just enjoying that, play music, teach classes, do fitness, yoga, that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. Sounds really interesting. Can I ask, as far as your music goes, when you started writing and everything, who as a singer inspired you? Who was your inspiration?
Oh, gosh. Many, many singers. I love a lot of the older music. Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash. I loved John Cougar Mellencamp, Bon Jovi, Bryan Adams, Poison, Guns N' Roses. So it's a wide range, even back into probably 60s of the Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis. It's just something that I fell in love with. And I love different, because everybody has a different way of doing it, different emotion to their singing, performance. And for me, it just felt natural to sit down and write a song about something I experienced, whether it was losing a loved one or a girlfriend, some kind of trauma, whatever. That would inspire me to write a song. I guess that was like therapy to me. It saved a lot of money in therapy bills.
I'm sure it does. And you can get it out in song by doing it that way, too. And I've listened to some of your music, and I absolutely love it. I think it's great. I love the beat.
Thanks.
And you're very welcome. You have a different sound, and I think it's very unique. I like it a lot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're trying. I have a new album that's come out, and we're working on finishing the album, but part of it's already. We recorded a song. What happened, I had wrote quite a few songs, and met a friend of mine, Bobby, and his wife. So I actually had show him the song, and he loved it, so he wanted me to go to Nashville and record it, and so we did that. We went to Dark Horse Studios in Nashville and recorded the tune. Dolly Parton's manager and so on and so forth, Kent Wells. And they had a Nashville band and stuff. It was really nice. And so then my friend Bobby and Teddy Cyrus, good friends of mine, they kind of gave me a lot of advice on helping me to prepare for doing different shows. Because just playing a song, there's so much more to it. Especially if you go to Nashville, there's a lot more to playing and singing. It's not, there's so much more to it. So they really took me under their wing and taught me so much and helped me become a much better musician, entertainer. And so Bobby and Teddy both had this idea of me shooting a music video. And at first I thought, well, you know, I'd love to do it. Don't know if it would really, you know, go anywhere. It's so hard to get into the music business nowadays. It's just incredible. But anyways, we did the video, and we filmed it in Lexington, Kentucky, with Paul Brinstein out there, and Bobby came in from Nashville and kind of did it, and so we had, my whole band was there, and then we got the video done, and we was negotiating, and Bobby talked to Aristo Media in Nashville and Big Country Network, and as of a few days ago, that song is national. Now it's nationwide on the Country Network. It's doing really good, and we're traveling, promoting it. Unfortunately, though, before the song came out, right before, a friend of mine that was in the video, one of my band members, passed away, Kenneth Burgett. And we're trying to keep his memory alive. He was a great friend and a great musician, and worked hard on getting the video done, and then passed away before it came out. So that was kind of sad.
I hate to hear that. I'm sure that he probably would have been very pleased with the outcome of the album once it did come out, and I hate that he wasn't, he didn't live to see it happen.
Yeah, me too.
I know that you said that you were also working on Modest Cove.
Yes.
Are you
good friend of mine, Ben Hicks?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and talk a little bit more about it. I had a question, but I'll wait until you're done.
Okay. A good friend of mine, Ben Hicks, is one of the stars of the show and one of the directors, and I guess wrote a lot of the show. So he had asked me about being in it, and we had done something else before as well, a little web series called Fifth Holler together, and we had some good scenes, some fight scenes and stuff like that, and I said, well, sure, I'd love to be, and so we talked about my character, and that's kind of how it came to be. He asked me to, and we talked about it, and everything seemed, it felt good, so, you know, we joined for a small part in the show.
I like that. Well, will you be performing as well?
I think so. We've talked about a couple of different things, and he has mentioned my band, since we travel and play music, there's going to be some scenes, I believe, in the show where we're going to be in like a bar or a nightclub kind of atmosphere, and me and the band will be performing some scenes in the show, as far as I know right now. It's what we've got planned anyways.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to perform one of your songs?
I sure would. I have one that, you have one video, but I have one I can do on my acoustic guitar that I think is really nice. It's also on the upcoming album, and it's not got a video to it yet. We're hoping that down the road it will, but I encourage people to go to my social media, YouTube, and find Troy Burchett on YouTube and Troy Burchett on music on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. There's so much of that stuff now. It's everywhere. So keeping up with all that stuff is hard. This song is one I wrote. And there was this lady that came into my life and really, I guess, changed my life, made me a better man. And so I was trying to figure out how, you know, let her know how I felt about her. And, you know, the usual ways that people do, you know, flowers and candy that, but I wanted something different, so I decided to write this song. It's called One More Time. I'll do it for you now.
All right. Thank you.
Let's take one more drive out beneath the stars tonight. Maybe one more walk down by the lake. Let's cuddle up, baby. Let's stay all night. Let's hold each other to the morning light. And if I could turn back time, if I could change your mind, if I could bring back yesterday one more time, if I could make you see, honey, what you mean to me, if I could make you love me one more time. One more dance out on this floor tonight. Maybe one more kiss neath all these lights. I'll hold my hand so tight. This do you love me? Love me one more time before you leave. And if I could turn back time, if I could change your mind, if I could bring back yesterday one last time, and if I could make you see, honey, what you mean to me, if I could make you love me one more time.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I wrote that years ago.
Wow. I love it. You kind of have, and I noticed this is one of the other songs, but you kind of have almost like an Elvis sound almost to your voice. Almost.
Yeah.
And I like that. It's really great.
You know, I like that type of music. I like music that moves you, makes you feel something, makes you stop and think about maybe a time in your life that those emotions came to you. You know, it should take you back.
Yeah, that's one of those type of songs that it kind of gives you chills listening to it.
Yeah.
That's very emotional song. So from the words, I get the emotion from that. That there was a lot that went into that when you wrote that song, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm looking forward to seeing the video for that one when it does come out.
Hopefully it will. We're thinking it over, and there's a lot of work that goes into that. So it depends on how this one does. So hopefully people will go and like the new video from my Facebook page, Troy Burchett, on Facebook, and they can like it and share it. And you can also watch it on the Country Network. It's nationwide now, so hopefully it'll do well, I hope.
I think it will because, you know, you have just a unique voice, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people like the way you sound. I mean, I've been sharing a lot of your stuff on my Facebook page. And then it's being shared from my page as well. Oh, you're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I was going to ask a question and I forgot. I got to listen to the song and just it totally slipped my mind.
That's okay. Sometimes music will make that happen to you.
That's a good thing, though.
That's
it really
yes.
is. Yeah. So, How long have you had, have you and your band been together and performing as a band?
Well, I started out several years ago with a different band, and we played quite a bit. And then some of those musicians had to leave and do other things. They had other things in their lives that went on. One guy, his name was Larry Evans. He played drums for me. He had a little girl, and so he had to spend more time with her. A friend of mine, his name was Jack Ward, that played bass guitar for me at the time. Was busy as pastoring a church, so he couldn't dedicate the time to it and traveling and stuff like that. So, but after that, we played together for 3 or 4 years, and then when I shot this, before I shot this video, we was putting a new band together, and so we had did this with Larry Wayne Barger and Kenneth Burchett. I told you, passed away. Phil Frazier, David Bentley, he plays drums, and so we just got a whole new gang of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of enjoy together and do quite a few shows. We just got done doing quite a few festivals. The festival season is underway, and so we've been doing that for a while.
Oh, wow. Now, have you opened for other singers as well over the years?
I have opened for some. I got to meet some, and I got to meet Naomi Judd before she passed away, so I really enjoyed that. I got to meet some other various different singers in gospel, country, rock. One of my, I guess, my proudest moments was I got to go to Nashville and sing out there in Tootsie's famous, bar and grill. Mm-hmm. There, and I got to sing it. Hey, really enjoyed that. It's where a lot of songwriters go to, and and I got to sing there and share some of my songs with them, and really enjoyed that. A good friend of mine right now is singing out there. His name is Jason Goble, and he's singing right now on Broadway in Nashville. He sings about 4, 5, 6 days a week, so he's working the circuit out there in the bars.
Oh, wow. That's a good place. I like Tootsie's. I've been in there a time or two, and was fortunate enough to be, because you remember when VR549 used to be pretty big at one point in time, and they did a lot of singing, had a lot of great stuff. They happened to be at Tootsie's that night, and Hank Williams Jr. happened to come in the bar that evening for a moment, which I thought was pretty cool. So
yeah,
it's one of those
pretty cool.
You never know who you're going to run into there or just on the streets alone in Nashville. But do you want to tell everybody how the process is if someone was trying to make it in music now themselves, how the process goes in order to get into it, what to expect, basically?
There is a lot to the music business, a lot more than what people realize. You can be a great singer, a great musician, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be a big hit or that you're going to be picked up by some big label. In Nashville, there's quite a few music labels, but there are, hundreds of people. You don't realize, because when you go into Nashville, I tried out for a TV show in Nashville as well some years ago, and you go into Nashville from wherever you're from, Kentucky or wherever, and you get there and you meet hundreds of other singers, musicians, performers, and you're like another fish in the fishbowl. So it's not like, you may be a hit in your hometown, but when you get to Nashville, these people will let you know very abruptly where you stand and what they think you need to work on, what kind of criticism they have for you. They don't mind a bit to share it. I experienced that myself. I was in Nashville many years ago, and I was trying out for a TV show, and I went into the Wild Horse to perform, and this lady had informed me that I was not to their liking, and so You know, you learn real quick out there. It's there's a lot to it. So if you're wanting to be in the music business, what I would recommend is, number one, really know who you are, what type of music that you're playing, or genre, and be that. You can't just do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You've got to be something. So there's a lot more to it than singing or playing music. There's so much. You've got to perform. It's how you dress. It's how you speak, how you run social media. And a lot of times when you sign a deal with a company, you don't do that anymore. They take over, and they tell you what to wear. And they do your social media, so it's a whole different world. But I recommend, number one, and what I would recommend to people, if you like to perform, then get out, try to perform in local festivals, local venues in your town that have open mic. If you like writing songs, go to Songwriters Night. There are a lot of times in each town they'll have like venues where people can write songs, get together, collaborate, share ideas. And then from there, start putting together, you're going to need a good 8 to 10 really good solid songs. And it gets you a little demo put. Maybe it's, you know, 4 or 5 songs, maybe it's got 10. But you're going to need something to pitch to people. And then if you can get all that done and you can perform and really do get some experience on stage and travel a little bit, then I'd say go ahead and give it a try. But wait till you really have some experience under your belt, because I promise when you get out there, you start performing, a whole lot different, and they're not going to spare your feelings.
I think that's some pretty good advice. How did you feel when you found out that you were being picked up and your music was going to be on CMT?
Oh, gosh. I was so excited, because I've been doing this for many years. I've been doing the things I just said. I've been playing in festivals and doing songwriter nights and traveling and writing songs. You really have to have something to write about. You know, you've got to live to write a song that people can relate to. And I've been doing that, you know. So when I finally did hear and get to work with my friends Bobby and Teddy Cyrus and learn all this stuff, and then they called me one day. Bobby and Teddy gave me a call, and they said, "We have some news for you." And Bobby had mentioned that, you know, the Country Network TCN is going to pick up your song and, you know, going to play it. And I was just so excited, so blown away to have that opportunity. That's something that you work for many years, and you strive and you push. And you really never know if it's going to happen. And if you don't meet the right people, if you don't find good people that will help you, like, you know, Teddy and Bobby Cyrus, then, you know, it can never happen. You know, I've been blessed and very grateful for the opportunities. And I hope that in some way in the future I can help others give back and inspire other people. That's what I want to do.
Oh, wow. How has things changed for you since being picked up and being played on these major networks?
Well, it's I'm the exact same person that I was a year ago. I haven't changed. I still play the exact same songs. But the difference is now a lot more people recognize me. They respect me more, respect my music more. And that's the difference. You know, it's just having the opportunities that you don't have in the past. So, for example, in the past, I would try my best to get in different venues and really pitch different material, show up on their doorstep, call them, text them, email them, and still maybe never get to play. Well, now with the song being on, you know, the Country Network, TCN, and some radio stations are playing it, and it's, you know, opened a lot more doors. They're calling me now to come and perform, where before I would have had to beg and show up on their door and wait for them and not leave until they gave me a chance.
Oh, wow. Is there So you noticed that people were starting to notice you. Is there a difference when you go out? I know for me doing this show that even just with it being online radio, and I'm not, you know, out there just doing this, but I've had people come up to me and talk to me just from being on the show and doing the show, which is kind of awkward for me.
Yes. A lot of people recognize me now. When I go out to festivals or to perform, people will stop me and tell me they like my music or me on TV or I've heard me perform somewhere else. And to me, that's a big honor. I love to talk to people. I love meeting. I love hearing their stories. And also, I love to hear about how one of my songs has touched them or moved them in some way. That's one of the highest honors that you ever achieve. A musician or a songwriter or I guess an actor, anything like that. You can inspire somebody or move somebody. So to me, that's great. I love people and I love sometimes I get to meet people and I get to just give out some CDs. I may have some extra and I'll give out to people and sign it for them. I love people. Enjoy.
I think that's great that you feel that way. And I'm kind of at a loss for words because this is really exciting for me to have you on here. And
well, thank you. After.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm sorry. My anybody hears, there's a child in the background over here. So, but I do apologize for that.
My songs right now.
Hi.
Right now, the child is trying to practice how to write songs, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure right now. He's kind of on the upset because he likes to play Sonic, which I'm surprised with that because it's such an old game.
Yep.
But he likes it, and he gets upset if he doesn't get what he wants with it.
There's a lot of people love the games now. I've never been a big gamer. I like some. I used to play Mario Bros. And some of that stuff years ago. Donkey Kong. I've been busy doing other stuff.
Now, he's into Mario real heavy, too. And he's
cool.
Only one. Yeah, the only one of the, because he's my daughter's little boy, and she has three of them. But he's the only one that likes video games.
Oh.
And leans towards the older style of games. But to kind of go back, are you looking forward to being on Midas Cove and performing? Because I think that's going to be a really good show once it comes out.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. It's a big opportunity, and I think a lot of Ben Hicks, he's a great guy. We've done martial arts together for many years, and have fun with everybody and do some good scenes. My role, small role, but it's not how big the role is, if you can make it memorable, and that's what I want to do.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very exciting, and I'm very honored to just be able to have you on and talk tonight, you know, because this is a big thing for me, and I know eventually I will get to meet you. And I'm definitely looking forward to that. And I don't know. I mean, if you want, is there any other songs that you can play acoustically while we're on it? Because I'd love to hear some more.
Yeah, I have another song that I wrote. I wrote all kinds of songs. So I started writing songs many years ago. And at first, when I first started playing music, like I said, my dad brought home a guitar. And when we learned, at first I made money because they'd pay me to quit playing. It was so bad. And then over time I got better. So, you know, my money dried out. And so the songwriting just naturally happened. So I've wrote many songs. Some are really, really bad. But there are a few good ones, I think. And I think with any songwriter, you're going to have good and bad. It all depends on that one nugget that you find. So I have another song I can do for you I wrote some years ago, and it is more of a bluesy-type song. It's called Who's to Blame. I think that Mr. Ben Hicks had mentioned he would like to have this in the show as well. So hopefully you enjoy this one too. It's kind of a bluesy tune, and hopefully people out there like blues. So Stevie Ray Vaughan, that sort of thing. Well, I could find comfort at the bottom of a bottle. Wash my troubles away in a misty, misty haze. Baby, just go numb. Don't feel a thing. But there's some things, Mr. Daniels, just can't wash away. Baby, who's to blame? Was there anything you were seeing? Honey, it's a shame that we end up this way. You get the house and the kids. I take these memories with me. Baby, who's to blame? Baby, no one but me. Thought I could do no wrong. She just keep hanging on. Don't know what she got. What you got till she's gone? Spend every waking moment just trying to right those wrongs. Till all I got left, a little Irish rose. Baby, who's to blame? Was there anything worth saving? All it is a shame that we left it away. You get the house and the kids. I take these memories with me. Baby, who's to blame? Baby, no one but me.
Great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I wrote that some years ago. It's been around for a while. I actually wrote it about a couple that I had met, and they were going through some rough times in their marriage, and eventually separated, and so it kind of gave me a story and just something that I came to me, I guess.
I remember one time, and it wasn't blues, and I really hadn't paid much attention to blues music until I heard yours, and now I like it a lot. my dad had taken me to, and I know Ralph Stanley wasn't blues, it was bluegrass for him, but took me to a bluegrass concert of Ralph Stanley's. And there was a song, and it was something, Roses on the Grave or something to that effect. I can't remember the name of it now. But I had never gotten emotional to music till that day. And I got so emotional to that song that I just got up and walked out. And I had a cousin there with me, and she come looking for me, and she was like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "No." I was so heartbroken over that song. But it was good memories, though. But,
music
blues,
move you.
Yeah, and I like to associate things to music. So if there's something that's going on and I hear a song, and just the words in general will connect it for me, and then it becomes like one of my favorite songs, and I'll play it song over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens a lot. People don't realize, but music is a big part of your life. I mean, you drive down the road, you listen to music. You have music in movies. Sometimes if you're going through a rough time in your life, there may be certain songs that really tug at you. So music is a big driver.
There's one that's kind of stuck with me. Do you remember the 80s band Whitesnake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Whitesnake.
I do too. They have, and I listen to them quite a bit. But anytime I hear the song "Here I Go Again," I absolutely love it because I relate to that song on so many levels.
Yep, that's a great tune. That's one of their best songs, actually.
Uh huh.
I'm a big fan too of Journey. I like Journey really well.
Yes. Yes, they're great. I like them. There's even Night Ranger. I like Night Ranger too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then I kind of switch because I have like a lot of music that I like. Wasp is another group that I like. Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
The Beatles were pretty good.
I like the Beatles. I like Sam Cooke. Let me think. There's just so many that we could probably talk about. And I love them.
There's a lot of new musicians coming out now. I know Kentucky has got we've had several artists that make the big time. Dwight Yoakam was one. I really loved his music. He was a big influence to Dwight Yoakam was. He had a lot of those really distinct rhythms and pitches and stuff like that. I really enjoyed. Tyler Childers is a big one now. He's done really good, but he has more of a folk sound, I would say. And Chris Stapleton now is more bluesy in some of his songs.
Have you heard of there's another group that's out there too called Kentucky Music Mafia? Have you heard them?
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely love them. They're great.
Yep, they're great. They're really good. There's a lot of good musicians out there. It's just different ways of. I would say different ways of relating yourself. So music can be anything. There's no one way to do it. So sometimes what happens in Nashville, an artist will go and they keep you in a genre and you're just kind of pigeonholed. You're stuck there. But also what happens is, say someone comes out with a hit. Well, then you'll hear three other people that sound just alike because every company wants to have a song like that to try and make a hit out of it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
I enjoy listening to the different ones. I've heard a lot of really good new artists too, and I'm saddened by the ones that we've had that were old school and we're losing along the way as well.
Yep. Now, like I said, Tyler Childers is more of a folk sound. He's pretty big now in some areas. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's from Kentucky. He probably came out, I guess, about a year and a half ago, really broke into the mainstream. There's been a whole bunch of there's all kinds of different musicians. But it's everywhere in Kentucky, music everywhere.
I'll have to look him up. I probably have heard his music. I would have to hear it to know for definite. Let's see what he has. But, oh gosh, I don't know. I've got so many questions and they're just kind of like going over and over and over. So I'm kind of jumbled on that. Can I ask you what it was? Because I know that you said that you liked Elvis. What was it about his style of music that caught your attention?
With Elvis, I liked the rhythms that he had. He had a real raw backbeat. that really just made you want to dance, move. He had a distinct voice that stood out. You could tell it's pretty much him from everybody else. So he also really dressed very flamboyantly. He, at that time when he came out, there was really nobody else like him. I mean, that he was the first true, what I would consider, superstar. His music was awesome. His voice was great. He had a certain look. And then he, you know, got into the movies. His movies were okay, but that wasn't really where he should have. Where he should have been.
Right. Yeah, I agree, because he was more of a performer than he was an actor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And they pushed that because they knew he was up and coming and he was big, so they just threw all these different movies at him. But then he was contracted too, so that kind of put him in that click the work he had to do, what they wanted him to do, basically.
Yeah, they kind of get you that way. You got to be very careful when you sign with a company or something. You got to make sure what is required of you and what isn't a small print, we'll say. But there's so much that if you don't really pay attention and really understand that, they can get you and your stuff. Yeah.
So, I expect to see you on the Grand Ole Opry at some point in time.
I don't know if that'll ever happen. I hope it does. I bet it'd be a great to, from your voice to God's ears. I mean, that'd be great. I'd love that. That'd be something to shoot for. But now, very few people make it to the Grand Ole Opry. That's a step that's really hard to get there.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't, just because of the style of music that you have, and the, because you talk about the rawness of Elvis, and I think that you have that too. You know, you can hear it, and it's just amazing.
I hope so. I try to be original. I don't want to copy anybody. I just want to do my own thing, and hopefully people will like it, and at least you be true to yourself.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're down to the last, right about 15 minutes left of the show. So if there is anything that you want to say, by all means, you can. If you want to perform another song, you can do that as well. I don't mind. I've actually enjoyed sitting here listening to you sing. You can give your shout-outs to everybody that you want to give shout-outs to. And
okay.
I'm very honored to have you on here tonight.
Well, thank you so much. I'd start by saying thank you, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be on here, and I like doing stuff like this. Hopefully I can do more of it. I want to thank all the people that helped me get to this place. You know, like I said, Bobby and Teddy Cyrus were big influences on me and helped me tremendously, and I would not be here, and this song would not be on TV without their help and support and encouragement. And I'm also very happy to be a part of Midas Cove. Like I said, my role is a small one, and I have no ego. I'm not looking to be some superstar. I just really enjoy life, and I try to make the most of what talents that I do have, and enjoy people. And I'm going to be doing shows. I'm going to be playing tomorrow night at a restaurant, bar, and I'm going to be doing some festivals, and I just love people. I hope a lot of people come out to meet them, talk to them, hear their stories, and I hope you get time to play the video for people in case they don't get to see it. And I think I sent you two videos. One is called "That's My Girl," and that is my favorite song. And it's really a true song. Those words are very true. I lived the words. I lived every song I wrote. They're not just words to me. They're actually part of my life. Tell a story. There's a story with each one. It's the actual video. It's on the Country Network now. And I'd love for people to go and visit my social media. They can find me on YouTube. Troy Burchett, Troy Carlos. You can also find me on Facebook, Troy Burchett Music, Troy Carlos. You can find it that way too. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok. And I'd love to hear from people and hear their how the song affected them, if it touched them, if it moved them in some way, and if there's places that they want me to come and visit to perform. I'd love to hear from them too. We travel a lot in the different states, everywhere. So we have a good time. We put on some of the shows I do vary so much because I play for tourists, I play for festivals. So usually what I do is I custom my shows depending on where I'm going. So if I'm going into, say, for example, a bar scene like tomorrow night, then I'm going to be doing 2 to 3 hours of material, for that night. So that's a little bit different. I can kind of relax, tell jokes, and play songs, and give you some stories behind the song. But if I'm going into a venue like, say, a festival where you have maybe 45 minutes or an hour, then you got to refine that down and just be able to perform and get quickest. So, but really, thank you for the time being on here. I've enjoyed talking with you, and I hope I've answered all the questions that I, to the best of my ability, anyways. And I hope I get to hear from some people and so share the song and be touched by it. I hope, anyways.
Well, I think that you did an absolutely amazing interview tonight, and I appreciate you coming on. I look forward to meeting you because I have my own park too as well on my list. Please ignore what's going on in the background. I have a grumpy 4-year-old that needs to go to bed. But anyway, I appreciate you coming on tonight, and thank you so much for coming on. And if you want, I'll let you take us out with a song if you like.
Sure, let me see what I can play for you.
Okay.
I do a song for you I wrote a long time ago. I wrote this about my brother's got a little girl, and I don't have any kids, but my brother does. And it's called Daddy's Little Girl. It's a pretty little eye, running me down, fussing and crying. You can't let her go. Up all night, walking the floor. A beautiful life, watching her go. It's her first day of school, first little bruise, first hearing out, the first big bite, little bang, little bite, holding her tight, let her in, kiss her goodnight. Oh, she's daddy's little girl, the apple of God, daddy's little angel. Please don't cry. It's the first little dance, first late night. You wait by the window, they pull up the drive. Busting and fighting, daddy, it's my life. Hard decisions to raise her right. It's a walk down the aisle, it's letting her go, it's a worry to die. Honey, nobody knows. A tear in your eye, you never let go. Late night comes, Daddy, can we smile? Oh, she's daddy's little girl. The apple of his eye. Daddy's an angel. Would it please don't die? Where's daddy? All part of life. But always remember, your daddy's little girl. Sweetie, always remember, your daddy's little girl.
Absolutely beautiful. I want to tell everybody thank you for tuning in and listening tonight. And if you want to know more about Troy, catch him on CMT, TCN. You can find him on Facebook. Also look for Midas Cove coming in the near future. He's going to be on there as well. And just an exciting year for everybody. But anyway, I want to wish everyone a good evening, and thank you so much, Troy, for coming on tonight. I so appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Have a good night, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.